At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I have a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It went down the other night. I like to take a little snippet of it and send it along your way on the free platform so you can check it out. Maybe you'll think about signing up for Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Hours and hours of content every single week. I over-deliver on it, and it is just for a $5 or $10 donation or more, depending on what you want to do, to the platform. $5 or $10 a month gets you 15 plus hours of content per week, in addition to the 10 plus hours of content I put out on the free platform. So if you like the show, you want to help it out, there you go. I suggest trying it for 1 month. And if you like it, you can let it ride month to month or convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off the cost. The $5 a month is all of the audio and the archive. New audio and archive. $10 a month is all of that, plus the video archive, and the live streams. I just added my Eric Zane Show parodies, starting to write more parody songs. It's a lot of fun. All there on the Patreon. Enjoy this free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. Ben. Eric.
I did something that I don't like to do, but I wanted to get the background of this because our old pals Free Beer and Hot Wings, if I remember correctly, they were pretty vigilant about COVID, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's fine. I was too. I still am. You know, I know that there's rules in place. I know that if I had knew that I was exposed to COVID and I could possibly have it, I wouldn't get on a fucking airplane.
Right.
Have you been following this?
I haven't heard today's show.
Okay, I did. I heard the first segment and they were very open about it, but they didn't address this. And I was trying to establish the timeline about this because last Tuesday, Kelly felt sick and she tested positive.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes, that's what she said. So then they described it as after they got out of their show Thursday, they were driving to the airport.
Yeah.
And Hot Wings said on today's show, I'm feeling sick.
So on Thursday?
Well, right? Because the show was Friday.
Right, live show,
So, well, it turns out that two of these guys, Joe and Hot Wings, did in fact have it.
Oh, God.
So they get on an airplane, fly, and then it's Super Spreader Airlines. And then they land and do the show, a Super Spreader live show.
Which no doubt they met with everybody after the show.
Taking pictures.
Yeah,
cheek
exactly.
To cheek. What the fuck? And that sounds terrible to me.
Yeah, that does. I wouldn't have said anything about it.
No.
I definitely wouldn't have said I tested positive.
No. You just lie. Now,
exactly.
The chick, what's her name?
Kelly.
Yes. She posted on social media that she had COVID.
Okay.
Which, you know, if you're them, don't say that because we're flying.
Exactly.
And so I don't know. Hold on a second. Bruce, God damn it. He's humping Daisy.
All right.
Knock it off.
And O'Neal's just sitting there watching.
Oh, God. So that's kind of fucked up, I thought. And then they're freely talking about it today. Like it's no big deal. Yeah. Yeah. We had COVID. Yeah. We're flying. We're just hanging out, taking pictures.
I'm surprised they don't have, they had like dividers up during COVID and even like well beyond that. I'm surprised they didn't put those back up. I think Steve still wears a mask.
Boy, I thought that was strange.
Yeah.
But all right. On the Reddit, there was no one even mentioned that. There was one person I saw who made a reference to that, and that was before today.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, that there, I cannot believe the amount of people who dislike that show on there.
Yeah.
On Reddit?
It seems like everybody on there does.
Holy shit.
Well, and then you get the people that are, you know, beyond suck ups that chime in here and there.
Jesus Christ. That show. Fuck me. What a goddamn abortion.
I mean, the latest thread I saw was them talking about how they need to just go back to free beer, hot wings, and Joe talking. And that's
three voices. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Right.
It's a fantastic idea.
Because I mean,
it's too much. And nobody wants to hear the slutty hillbilly the whole damn show. I mean, my God.
Well, Steve and her are producers, quote unquote, but yet they're
get the
hosts,
fuck out of
I
the
guess.
Studio. Get, yeah. Take away their mics. Get them out of the studio. And for the love of God, don't ever let the other chick talk. I forget her name. Rachel. Don't ever let her speak as long as. Well, all three of them should never speak. Go produce. Okay. Right. Go do your own goddamn show. Anything. Just don't talk. Ugh.
It all started with that Justin guy. I don't know why they had him in the studio and on mic 24/7, but.
Sorry, Bruce is still.
No, it's fine.
His dick is full out.
Oh, nice.
Hey,
you should show us.
Dog, his dick is actually way out. I mean, it's not just a little red rocket.
I've only seen my corgi's dick, I think, once, and it was when he was taking a shit.
Dog dicks are terrible to look at. If you thought that a guy's dick looks
gross,
stupid, dog dicks look alien.
Oh,
They're horrible to look at. I mean, my God, you see that little red fucker pop out of there. It's like, get it, put it back. Put it back, asshole. Yeah. Boy, he has the zoomies. He has the zoomies, and he's horned up.
Uh-oh.
Now he's like, you can't see him, but he's just air humping. He's just...
Really?
Yeah. He's just going... It looks like he's twerking. And his dick is out.
Somebody screen grab that.
Ben, did you follow any or all of the drama that went down with the group formerly known as the Zaniacs? Did you pay attention to any of that nonsense?
I think like I signed up for Patreon like right when it all started happening, or the week after. So I just kind of happened to come upon it.
Right. Did you happen to listen to the backstory behind the demise of the Zaniacs?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's all you need. That's what I tell people. Because I've had people reach out and say, oh my God, you're such an asshole. I'm like, okay, now hold on a second. Will you please listen to this and tell me what you think? And then they listen and they go, okay. I kind of see what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
That has been an absolute wow. What a fucking saga that was. Son of a bitch.
Is it finally done?
Yeah, it's done. I'm kind of like a death by a thousand cuts guy. I'll reference it and because it's content. I mean, it's
right.
It's part of the show. And so you heard the parody song.
Yes, I did.
And
it
you
was very good.
Thank you. You suggested one. I don't want to say what it is. But I think that should be the next song.
Okay.
The one you suggested.
All right.
I just have to write it and then make it. but I think it can be fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did see that you're still on the minds of some over there.
Oh, the, yeah? I don't see it, but...
There was a picture. Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did see that. Don't make excuses for horrible people. You can't put a flower in an asshole and call it a vase. Oh, there we go.
That was posted just 10 hours ago. So,
okay. Who was the lovely soul who posted
on the minds? Jason.
Jason Schaefer. Yes. Okay. All right.
But
Bruce, so,
I didn't know if you were like still losing people or
no, they all left in one big show of solidarity. So, you know, that was that. And, now they're, I go, you guys should do your own show. And I was serious about that. You should do a show of just former listeners and they could call it, Hey Eric, suck my asshole podcast. And that would be good. They should do the, Hey Eric, you're a cock podcast. I would love that. It would be a good thing to do. I'm all for that.
Instead of the Eric Zane Show podcast, it's the Eric Zane Blows podcast.
Right. And he does. He's an asshole. and he deserves all the terrible things that are coming his way. That's going to do it for this edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time. Bye-bye.